The following story was inspired by my last post. Emily needs a bare bottom spanking, desperately. Happily, it was written by a friend and edited by me, who shares a similar fetish. The complete joy and the turn-on from public bare-bottom spanking stories. You are also welcome to send me any creative stories you've written. Just submit to me, literally and figuratively, and let's see where it goes. Enjoy! In ninth grade, my best friend Kara witnessed the bare-bottom, hand, and brush spanking my mother gave me one morning before school. Getting on the high school bus after, with a very sore and hot behind, was extremely embarrassing. I was sure everyone knew that I had spent my morning over my mother's knee getting paddled. As it turned out, only Mark, an acquaintance at that point, figured it out. Mark was a nerdy guy who was 2 years older and sometimes rode the bus with me. We were the kind of acquaintances that only said hi in the hallways because we rode the same bus. We'd exchange smiles, but never really had a reason to connect. Truth be told, Mark was a pretty straight guy who was involved in student council, band, and was an athlete of limited talent. He was tall and wore glasses, got good grades, and although he was friends with everyone, he didn't really get invited to the good secret parties that included the more adventuresome people like Kara and me. Mark only rode the bus when he didn't have the spare family car. It was one of those carless days that my mother decided at breakfast to embarrass me in front of Kara by pulling my pants down and spanking me for talking back to her again. The school bus ride after my spanking was when Mark initiated a conversation that would result in our being lifelong friends. Leaving Kara with her mouth open at the breakfast table after my humiliating paddling, I ran to my bedroom. While in there, I took a quick look in the mirror at my reprimanded behind. How could she? Before total embarrassment set in, my mother yelled that if I missed the school bus, I was going to get another dose of the hairbrush. And she declared that there would be no warm-up on my already tarnished bottom for the second spanking. Hurrying, I didn't want that. The thought of showing up at school late with red eyes and a stiff walk was daunting. Silently, Kara and I hurried to get the bus and made it just before it pulled away from the stop. Phew! Getting on the bus first, she didn't say anything to me. Instead, she sat down next to another friend and turned away. I had to find my own seat further back on the bus. Since it was already in motion, I plopped down hard on an open, unpadded seat and let out an ouch. There just didn't seem to be any position that relieved my poor bottom. Then, from the seat behind me, I heard a voice say, "Are you okay? It sounds like you're hurting." Embarrassed that someone had noticed my yelp, I froze. Without looking at who was speaking to me, I told a little fib. "I'm okay. I just fell yesterday and am a bit sore." I thought that would end the inquisition, but it didn't. My intrusive backseat rider softly said, "You look like I felt when I got it from my mother last year and had to ride the bus after." He couldn't see me, but I'm sure that my eyes bulged and my face blushed. Pausing first to calm myself, I turned around and saw that it was Mark. He smiled kindly. Hesitantly, I asked him, "What do you mean, you got it?" Mark smirked and quietly replied, "I got spanked. Paddled, actually." Now, for obvious reasons, I got happy and a little silly and replied, "Very embarrassing for a kid our age to get spanked, isn't it?" Mark answered, "Probably more common than we think. I just saw the way that you were reacting and wanted to make sure you were okay, no matter how you hurt yourself." The bus pulled into the parking lot and stopped. I quietly stood up in relief. Then I asked Mark, "Are you riding the bus home today?" He said yes, and I said, "Can we talk some more then?" He smiled shyly and said, "Sure." Those hard wooden seats were no fun to sit on all day. During one break alone in the bathroom, I checked to see if my bottom was still red. Thankfully, there were only a few small bruises left before changing for PE. Some of my teachers seemed particularly nice to me. Even though they never said anything, I think they were familiar with the subtle signs of spanked adolescence. I survived the school day, and especially PE, without severe social trauma, and was interested to chat with Mark on the bus ride home. No matter how embarrassing the subject was, the fact that he too had felt this humiliation made me feel, well, not so alone. He was on the bus before me and smiled when I came down the aisle. But strangely, he didn't move to let me sit down with him. I knew it was because of his shyness rather than a lack of interest, so I asked him, "Could I sit next to you?" He grinned and said, "Sure," then moved over and gave me his seat. Thankfully, my bottom wasn't too sore any longer. We rode quietly for a while. Then I asked in a mocking tone, "Are you always so bizarrely candid with people on school buses?" We both giggled. "And how did you have a clue that I, quote, got it, unquote, this morning?" "Well," Mark admitted, "I, or rather my mother, may partly be responsible. Our mothers are friends, and I overheard a phone conversation. Your mother was having a difficult time dealing with your lack of respect. My mother told her she should spank you. I could tell the way the conversation went that your mother thought we were too old for that. But my mother told her that I displayed a similar annoying behavior until one day the final straw was my telling my mother to shut up. Class president or not, Mom decided it was time for a spanking. When I protested, she asked if I would prefer a family friend deliver it. I wisely said no. She felt the results from the spanking were so good that she recommended that course of action to your mom. Wow, I thought. This guy is so sincere and honest. It's refreshing. I decided I might as well get to the details, so I boldly asked him, "How and where did your mom do it? Did she pull your pants down? And did she use anything other than her hand?" Mark looked at me and cautiously asked, "While you can trust me, can I also trust that you'll not rat me out to your friends?" I told him simply, yes. He spilled all the beans about his spanking. It was very similar to mine, except his mother used a childish paddle instead of a hairbrush. He noted that his mother was very strong. Her hand and the paddle did the job quite well. He wasn't sure if the tears he shed were more from her hand hitting his bottom or the humiliation from getting a spanking at such an advanced age. As we approached my bus stop, I realized that Mark was really a good guy. I grabbed his hand and asked if he'd like to come over and hang for a while. My mother wasn't going to be home for a couple of hours. It didn't take much to convince him. Sitting around drinking soda, we got more comfortable with each other. Feeling at ease enough, I pulled my pants down and showed him my spanked bottom. The bruises were still very visible. He told me that applying Arnica would remedy that before PE on Monday. We happened to have some, so with little trepidation and more thankfulness, I let him apply some onto my bruised rear end. Sometimes strange, unintended consequences flow from life's events. Looking back, my temporarily sore bottom was a small price to pay for the beginning of a friendship with Mark. He was the only guy I had ever told and showed such private things to. It was a first for both of us, and now looking back, a lifelong turn-on we would always share.